And hour number two, Pensacola right now. Happy Thursday. Joe and Gracie with you here as we get you caught up on everything happening in your world today. And, of course, the big story here in Florida was that Governor Ron DeSantis signed off on the budget for the next fiscal year. And coming up here at 5:30, we're going to give State Representative Alex Andrade a call just to get kind of a local reaction. Of course, we had him on a couple months ago now, or maybe it was last month, I don't remember. But he was talking about, you know, kind of the sense that, hey, it's one thing to, you know, get the budget approved in the legislature, but it's then just a waiting game until you see what the governor decides to let into the budget or if he slashes out of it. And last year was especially brutal to Alex Andrade, our state representative. So we will give him a call and see how this year went coming up here at 5:30 after the Fox News update there. Today's top three stories, severe weather, of course, another theme today. And we're now here at 5:12, seeing some dark clouds move in, and the radar is not as friendly as it was this time yesterday. As looking at the north end of Escambia, Santa Rosa counties, we're seeing some heavier stuff there. Although, Gracie, you can chime in now. Still no actual warnings for our listening area, correct? It's still just a severe thunderstorm watch?
It's still just a thunderstorm watch. It is a warning in
Okaloosa County. Okay. But yeah, so still no active warnings in Escambia and Santa Rosa County. Far further eastward in Okaloosa County, we do have a severe thunderstorm warning. Elsewhere, over 100,000 homes and businesses were without power this afternoon, mainly in Alabama and Georgia. Alabama was the hardest hit yesterday with over 40,000 power outages. Also in the eastern panhandle here in Florida and Mississippi as well. So the Supreme Court could soon rule on two major cases as it goes into the final stretch of its current session. They heard arguments back in Friday over February, rather, over two cases challenging President Biden's plan to forgive up to $20,000 in student loan debt for eligible U.S. borrowers. The justice could issue a ruling as soon as Friday. And Donald Trump rejecting a possible settlement with the DOJ to avoid an indictment. Washington Post says that one of his attorneys wanted to quietly negotiate a deal as he felt Attorney General Merrick Garland might consider taking an exit ramp to avoid prosecuting a former president. However, Trump was not interested after hearing more advice from other attorneys who suggested that he fight the charges instead. Just shy of 5:15 right now, we'll take a break and get some updated look at the roads and our first warning weather forecast.
Well, our roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. We do have an accident on 98 that's causing some slight delays. This is going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway just past the Garrison Point intersection, right near the right past the Public Supercenter. So just keep that in mind that it's going to be just a slight patch of slow traffic. But other than that, we're looking good. For weather, we kind of got a rundown with Joe, but just to keep in mind, we do have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect. And that is going to be showing some large and heavy rain going through Century, making its way all the way to Crestview. So just north of Milton and McDavid starting to see that severe rain currently. And it's going to be making its way closer to Pensacola and closer to the coast throughout this next hour. This traffic and weather report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping, and Executive Landscaping has celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. You can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And looking here at some local stories, we have the county pigs fiasco. We told you about this a couple weeks ago where 600 pigs were relocated from Escambia County to Alabama. And Andrew on Pensacola Morning News talked with County Administrator Wes Moreno. Says it all started with a call from some local residents operating a swine rescue.
They called and communicated to John Robinson, said, listen, I'm fixing to have some medical stuff going on, and so I'm giving you all these pigs. Well, like I said, we don't want the pigs. I'm not going to take the pigs. That's not what we do. And I said, well, on this particular day, that's it. We're going to stop feeding them. And so when you stop feeding them, what they do is they break out and they start rummaging through the neighborhoods and the streets looking for food, of course.
So, yeah, that was an interesting recap there. So originally they were told that the rescue had about 250 pigs. It's like, you know, when your wife says, how much did you spend on this? It's like, well, you know, 25, 30 bucks. And it was actually like, you know, 220.
Yeah.
So the county's like, okay, fine. How many pigs you got? Oh, it's just 250. Well, it was more than 600. So Marino says it took the county about 10 days to relocate all of the pigs. What a mess, literally and figuratively speaking. We have an update on the tropics. We told you yesterday about the four tropical waves that the National Hurricane Center said, yeah, they're out there, but we're not anticipating anything going on in the next 7 days. Well, in their latest advisory, they are now saying that a tropical wave is forecast to come off the west coast of Africa and that conditions are favorable for gradual development. And moving into next week, the disturbance could evolve into an organized tropical system, moving in a general west-northwest direction across the Atlantic towards the Caribbean and possibly the Gulf of Mexico. So we'll certainly keep our eye on that over the next 7 days and see where that may lead. A Florida Highway Patrol says a bad wreck on Highway 29 this morning led to a 29-year-old man and 11-year-old boy hospitalized at Sacred Heart. This happened at around 9:30 near Pin Oak Lane. Troopers say that the man and boy were not wearing seatbelts when their minivan crashed into a dump truck that had slowed down and was trying to make a U-turn. So the man did not see see that in time and crashed right into the back of that dump truck, but certainly hope that they will be okay. Looking at some state headlines, the Miami mayor tossing his name into the race for president. Francis Suarez became the first Hispanic to enter the growing field for the GOP nomination.
I'm the only Hispanic candidate in both parties who's running. I think that's incredibly important because 20% of the country is made up of Hispanics that are trending Republican. And I'm focused on not just winning the 2024 election. I'm focused on creating a brand of politics that can win generational elections.
And he announced his bid on Good Morning America today. And Suarez says he's running because he thinks he has a different message to offer than other candidates do.
Also, in the city of Tampa, a new police chief has been named. The interim chief, Lee Burkar, he was anonymously approved by the city council this morning, and he's been serving as the interim chief since December. That's when Mary O'Connor resigned after using her badge to get out of a traffic stop. It happened in November. It was on her golf cart. I think it was her and her husband.
Yeah, more and more witnesses taking the stand in the trial of Scott Peterson today. The school resource deputy accused of doing nothing during the Parkland massacre back in 2018.
You see where it says contact team?
Yes.
What, can you please read that?
It's first on scene. 1 to 4 deputies. They will be actively engaged securing or searching for the suspect. Hot zone.
So back when this class was given 2016, it was also thought of that one deputy may actively engage or search for the shooter.
Correct.
That's Sergeant Sam Samaru on the stand. Charges include child neglect and negligence.
Also, Attorney General Ashley Moody is recommending that people look out for their for travel schemes. This could include someone selling fake theme park tickets or sham vacation rental listings. It's important to research companies and websites before making any payments.
And two more property insurance companies are cutting back on their policy coverage for Floridians. The Farmers Group and AIG say they're pulling plans from regions vulnerable to flooding, storms, or wildfires. 16 other insurance companies have made similar moves in the Sunshine State over the last year and a half. It's 5:20 right now. We'll take a break. Come back with a look at our national headlines. After the Fox News update, we'll hear from State Representative Alex Andrade about the state budget and what it means for us here in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. Of course, you always got to worry about the veto pen, and it sounds like our area fared pretty well. We'll hear about it with Alex Andrade coming up in about 10 minutes here. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life. Even though so many corporations are celebrating Gay Pride Month, my Christian faith just won't let me. After all, there are seven places in Scripture where homosexuality is addressed and condemned. And my heart genuinely breaks for individuals who are caught up in that lifestyle. I want to see them washed, sanctified, and justified, as is described in 1 Corinthians 6. I want to see them saved. No one loves the LGBTQ people more than Jesus does. No one is able to help them like he can. But for the Christian to celebrate Gay Pride Month is not love. 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter, explains that love rejoiceth not in iniquity. It's saying Christians can't celebrate sin. Love doesn't do that. To celebrate any type of sin, instead of warn against it, is to personally escort individuals straight to hell. So Christian person, let us be loving enough to warn others about sin and invite them to the Savior.
For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
What does it mean to have peace of mind? It doesn't just happen. It's by design. PGT Custom windows and doors are designed to stand up against some of the strongest weather conditions, guard against intruders, and reduce outside noise, adding value to your home. All you have to do is close it, lock it, and forget about it, giving you peace of mind. That's the freedom of PGT.
Hey Pensacola, it's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
When was the last time you experienced something new? Really new? Like driving an electric vehicle that will change how you think about EVs. Test drive the 2023 Volkswagen ID.4 EV at Beadmore Imports and see the smooth aerodynamic design that is so modern and sleek. You'll think you've driven into the future, and the quiet and powerful ride it delivers needs to be experienced to be believed. So stop by Beadmore Imports to experience something new like never before. And Beadmore Imports fills out their lineup of SUVs and crossovers with the 2023 Taos S, now from $24,999, the Tiguan S from $27,999, and the VW Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology from $39,999. And with finance rates as low as 1.9% available on the Tiguan and Taos, there's something new for every driver at Beadmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Beadmore Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tag, tax title, and associated dealer fees. Special APR rate for qualifying credit through VCI.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Red Tail Live presents a multimedia experience that's out of this world. Laser Invasion. Suit up for a fantastical journey through the multimedia cosmos of our imagination, powered by a full battery of high-tech lasers, state-of-the-art lighting, out-of-this-world video, and concert-quality sound. Laser Invasion, featuring the music of David Bowie, Queen, The Police, Portishead, Soundgarden, and more.
Coming to the Sanger Theater on June 22nd. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com.
We're committed to providing you with the latest and most accurate information during hurricane season. So tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest updates and stay safe.
Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Despite the rain we're about to get all throughout our area, hope you're having a great Thursday afternoon, getting ready to finish off this rainy week and get ready for this weekend. Gonna get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get some more headlines. We are looking good on 29 north and southbound lanes, not showing any major delays. We do have some slow moving traffic on I-10. This is going to be if you're heading in the westbound direction, going going towards Pine Forest, in between Pine Forest and 29. And those slowdowns on 98 have cleared up. There was an accident just past the Garcon Point intersection on 98 in Gulf Breeze, that or Tiger Point, and that has looked like it. That looks like it's all cleared up now. If you see something else on the roads, always feel free to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. As mentioned before, we do have some severe weather in our area. Taking a look at the News Radio ThreatNet radar, we have some severe weather making its way. This is going to be right now throughout Century and McDavid, and kind of a big horizontal line making its way all the way to Crestview. We have some scattered storms throughout Garcon Point as well as Milton, and it is going to be making its way just creeping more south and more and closer to the coast. So just keep that in mind, that is coming with some strong winds and possible hail. If you do see something on the roads, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. And this traffic report is brought to you by New South Window Solutions. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
850-437-1620 is the text line as well. National Weather Service says there is a possibility that some tennis ball-size hail could be coming along with this storm system that's pushing through the area right now. So certainly love to see that if you get any. Of course, you know, be safe when doing so. Don't want to see anybody hurt with tennis ball-sized hail. National headlines today. The charge that Daniel Penny is facing is in connection to the subway chokehold death of Jordan Neely is reportedly second-degree manslaughter. Now, technically, the charge is still sealed, but NBC affiliate in New York is reporting it's second-degree manslaughter. He was indicted by a grand jury yesterday. He says that he was not trying to kill Jordan Neely, simply restraining him after Neely was threatening rioters.
And Donald Trump isn't having any trouble raising any money for his presidential campaign following the news of his indictment. His campaign has raised more than $6.5 million since last week.
Really scary and sad story in Canada. At least 10 people died after a highway crash in Canada. It happened 2 hours west of Winnipeg in the province of Manitoba. The crash reportedly was between a semi-truck and a handy transit vehicle used by people with limited mobility.
And wildfire smoke is once again is affecting U.S. Cities in the upper Midwest. Wildfires from Canada have resulted in record-level air contamination in Minnesota's Twin Cities, with the air quality index reaching a level that's never seen records that's been kept. Forecasters say that the smoke is heading east, with New York officials once again warning its residents that the smoke could hang around till Friday.
Native American families will continue to be given preference in the adoption process for children of their own ethnicity. In a 7-2 ruling, the Supreme Court said that the law doesn't discriminate on the basis of race. It denied a series of claims trying to invalidate parts of the 1978 Indian Child Welfare Act, which aims to keep Native American children within tribes.
And in Davenport, Iowa, they're hiring two firms to investigate the partial collapse of the 116-year-old apartment building. That's White Birch Group LLC and Socotech Engineering is going to look into the May 28th partial collapse. Earlier this week, building owner Andrew Ward pleaded guilty to failing to keep the building in a safe condition, paying nearly $400 in fines and court costs.
We're going to hear from State Representative Alex Andrade after the Fox News updates. And after Fox News, that's Your Money Now. It's brought to you by Alpha Star Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. Alpha Star Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. A federal grand jury in Boston indicting 21-year-old Jack Teixeira on 6 counts of willful retention and transmission of classified data.
Teixeira was a member of the Air National Guard 102nd Intelligence Wing in Massachusetts and is accused of posting classified material to the social media site Discord, a site popular with young gamers. He's alleged to have begun taking classified information beginning in January of last year after being granted access to it the year before.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. An FDA panel's deciding whether the
next round of COVID-19 boosters should target one of the latest Omicron variant strains dubbed XBB.
Like the yearly flu shot, the FDA must pick the strain or strains it thinks will be most prevalent. Last year, it authorized boosters targeting the original coronavirus strain and Omicron subvariants BA4 and BA5.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Cheskel with Your Money Now. Two of the biggest U.S. ticket sellers have vowed to change how they display prices to concertgoers, moves aimed at simplifying the process of buying concert and sporting event tickets. The White House today announced commitments by Live Nation and its Ticketmaster unit, as well as SeatGeek, to make pricing more transparent on their ticket buying platforms starting later this year. Support for diverse entrepreneurs from Bank of America. The bank today committed to giving more than $500 million in equity investments to minority and women-led funds. A Bank of America spokesperson said that more than 60% of the fund managers who can pull from the equity are led by women, and about two-thirds are led by blacks. The bank began this program in 2020. With investors lifted by data showing the U.S. economy remains resilient, stocks notched broad and sharp gains today. The S&P 500 rose 53 points. The Dow Industrials leaped 428. The NASDAQ Composite jumped 156. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute. Receiver DeAndre Hopkins has been on a long visit with the New England Patriots. If he signs there, that will be another critical addition to a division that has suddenly become the NFL's most brutal. For years, Tom Brady and the Pats stomped all over the AFC East. Now it's more competitive than we've ever seen. This division might have four playoff caliber teams, but they could beat each other up, and who knows, one, two, or even three good teams could be left out. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Success is picking up extra shifts for your family. Now you want to be the boss. Success is getting your foot in the door. Now you want to take the next step. Success looks different to everyone, and University of Maryland Global Campus can help you reach your goals. For more than 75 years, we've been transforming adult lives by offering the opportunity to expand your skills, move up, or start a new career. With more than 125 undergraduate and graduate degrees and certificates, online and hybrid courses, no-cost digital materials replacing most textbooks, personalized advising, financial resources, and lifetime career services, achieving your dreams is more possible than ever before. Now's the time to make your next career move. Our MBA and most graduate cybersecurity courses start July 12th. Gain the credentials and specialized skills that many of today's top employers are seeking and move closer to your career goals. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate by CHEV.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety.
No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Gracie and Joe on Pensacola right now. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together. Roads are looking pretty good right now. We still have some slowdowns on I-10. This is going to be in the westbound direction in between Pine Forest and 29. Just some everyday afternoon traffic that is slowing things down just a bit. But the real update and real concern is going to be the weather. We do still have severe weather warning, or excuse me, severe weather watch for Escambia County. County, but just in from the National Weather Service. It is a severe weather warning for Santa Rosa and Okaloosa County. That's going to be until 6:15. So taking a look at the News Radio Threat Net radar, we do have some severe weather, kind of a big horizontal line of some thunderstorms, severe thunderstorms through Atmore, Century, all the way to Crestview, and some straggler clusters going through Pensacola right now, going through Milton and Fort Walton Beach. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to 850-262-6111 with any details. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together.
Now 5:36 now on Pensacola right now, and we're going to go to the phone and bring on State Representative Alex Andrade today in Fort Pierce, the governor signing off on the state budget for this year. And then after that, he was asked about just about everything except the budget. And no, last year, and we talked to Alex last month. And Alex, thanks so much for the time this afternoon. And there was a little bit of, I guess, hesitancy. And then, yes, it was a state record in terms of the budget, and all these wonderful, amazing projects were going to go through. But then we still have the veto pen, and we got hit pretty hard by that last year. But it looks like that the governor was a lot more friendly this time around.
Yeah, no, the governor vetoed a record $3 billion plus from the budget last year. So anything would have been better than that. But yeah, no, it was exciting. You know, there's a lot of hand-wringing waiting for the budget to get signed, and there's always a lot of relief once it actually does.
And looking at about $77 million here in, just quoting the PNJ, $77 million in one-time spending projects that was in the initial budget, about $71 million after that, so about $6 million here. But I think that the thing that stands out immediately was the fact that in Santa Rosa County, we're batting 1,000. That's got to be odd and unique, yeah. Right?
Well, I don't know if it's odd or unique, but it's obviously very exciting. I know Santa Rosa County's always had, at least one or two projects get vetoed the past few years, but that's exciting. They got, I know the city of Milton's got some money. I know the county's got some money for the Whitey Aviation Field, so I'm glad that money's staying in the budget and will get put to good use over there.
So just looking at a couple of the bigger items here, Pensacola State College in for $7 million. There's also a little over $1 million for the District 1 Medical Examiner's Office, and we've talked a lot about the wrangling going on with that, but the state is committing to that project, also Andrews Institute. So obviously we don't have the time to go through every single one, but of the bigger money items here, just kind of walk us through here the impact that we're going to see here from some of these items are going to get the headlines because they're the biggest money is being allocated.
Well, so I think I know that some of the most exciting things for me aren't in that PNJ article. We worked in $6 million into the state budget to take from the Skanska contract on that Pensacola Bay Bridge, money that we believe they'll owe once that contract gets completed, once the bridge is fully constructed, Skanska steps away from the job. We have $6 million going towards projects, directing DOT to fund projects in Escambia and Santa Rosa that improve safety and quality of life for residents. There's also $31 million for central receiving facility for Baker Act patients, addressing that, Baptist Hospital and West Florida Hospital need. There's also $5 million in Medicaid disproportionate share money going towards Baptist Hospital this year. Those are items that aren't in the PNJ article, but are also extremely exciting for me.
And another one that you highlighted and that you fought for, we heard from both the Pensacola Police Department and the Escambia Sheriff's Office about the ShotSpotter system. And it's one of those, it's not generating as far as the dollar amount, but it's according to them, very much needed. And I know that both of those agencies are very excited to see that implemented. So it's good to see the state signing off on that.
Yeah, no, I was excited. It's $850,000 for a ShotSpotter system, which is something that Chief Eric Randall brought up a while back at one of the gun violence task force meetings. So I left that meeting with my homework, and yeah, I brought them this proposal, and I'm excited to see it funded in the budget.
Is there any projects, and I know you just listed off several of them, but ones that, you know, you've been fighting for, you know, a few years, or just, you know, had that frustration of not having that support yet, that was, you finally were able to see kind of break through and get included in that in this year's?
You know, that's a good question. There's several that I've worked on since I was elected 5 years ago, but I do want to point out that there's a lot more money coming to this region this year, and it has nothing to do with me. We have the Senate Chair of Appropriations on the Senate side, Senator Greg Broxton, mm-hmm. you know, representing this area, and I think that's a huge benefit for our area. And it can't get reiterated enough. The man deserves far more credit than he'll obviously ever get. Money going towards UWF, Pensacola State College, money going towards institutional organizations here. That's money that we probably wouldn't have secured but for him being in the position that he's in. I'm proud to be an appropriations chair, oversee like DOT budget, military affairs, and economic opportunity. But, having someone like him on the Senate side is, if I take credit for anything individually, I'm lying to you.
Yeah.
I think it's incredible to have a partner like Doug Broxton on the Senate side.
Well, that's good stuff. State Representative Alex Andrade joining us. And Alex, we certainly appreciate your time. Thanks so much for joining us here.
Thanks, guys.
Alex Andrade again, thanks so much for joining us. And good news all the way around there for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties as the governor approved the state budget today. You heard Representative Andrade say that it was nearly $4 million worth of vetoes last year. So, quote, only $500 million getting axed from the state budget this year. So still a record budget, and the governor signing off officially on that today. Just a little bit before 5:45, we'll get a quick look at some sports headlines happening here as we have round one of the U.S. Open still underway here. About half the field's already wrapped up, but it's out in Los Angeles, so plenty more daylight left to get plenty of good golf in. Right now, Xander Schauffele and Ricky Fowler sharing the lead at 8 under par, both of them shooting U.S. Open record 62 today. So they are currently 4 shots ahead of second place. Rory McIlroy is through 6, and he's at 3 under par as well. With a group that includes Scottie Scheffler, Bryson DeChambeau. So a pretty stacked leaderboard here in round one of the U.S. Open. Looking at some Major League Baseball, a bit of a light day as far as our local teams are concerned. We have both the Braves and the Rays that are off today. The Rays and Athletics got underway pretty early this afternoon. Tampa Bay beat Oakland 4-3. Later on, Shohei Ohtani on the mound. He's been white hot with the bat over the last week, but he's pitching tonight against the Rangers. You can see that game at 7:05 on Fox Sports 1. Also, quick note, the Nevada legislature did approve the bill to help the Oakland A's build the $1.5 billion stadium on the Las Vegas Strip. That includes $380 million in public funding. Governor Joe Lombardo still needs to sign it, which he will because he was the one that called for the special legislative session to get the A's to move from Oakland to Las Vegas. That's a look at our sports. We'll pause right now for a local roads and weather update.
Well, our roads are looking good with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. If you see something on the roads slowing you down, or you see an accident and have some details, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. Weather is a different story. So we do have a severe weather warning in effect for Santa Rosa and Okaloosa County for the next half an hour or so. And this is going to be heavy rain coming throughout and wind, as well as possible hail coming through Century, making its way down to Molino. And we do have some scattered storms making its way through Beulah area right now. And just keep that in mind. That's going to be some heavy rain throughout the rest of this early evening with a severe weather warning in effect for, again, Santa Rosa and Okaloosa County, and a severe weather watch in effect for Escambia County. If you do see something else on the roads or you have any other details, maybe it's raining really hard where you're at, let us know where exactly so we can, you know, report it. If you see something else, give me a call to the traffic line. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
5:46 now. Look at health, business, and science. Heinz is releasing sauce packets custom designed for each state. Dubbed Sauce America, the condiment packets are limited edition and are available at restaurants or anywhere else that typically have the packets. And if you're curious what Florida's is, it's mustard to pair with a Cuban sandwich. The design shows a beach complete with a jet skier and a gator as well.
I love that. Well, the FDA is meeting today to discuss the next round of COVID booster. The advisors say that the next booster should target at least one of the dominant variants for the XBB that may be circulating this fall. It's not clear if the new vaccines are going to be recommended for everyone, though.
And President Biden announcing today that several companies, including SeatGeek, Ticketmaster, and Live Nation, pledging to tell U.S. consumers the full price of concert tickets up front, commonly referred to as junk fees, that take ticket prices. You know, you go on the app and you see, oh, Taylor Swift tickets are only $50. And then you go to check out and the tickets magically are like $200 because of all the fees there. But both Ticketmaster and Live Nation pledging to start the new process in September.
And if you can never convince some friends to go on a long road trip with you, or you just feel like they're not answering your questions correctly, well, maybe just need a Mercedes-Benz, because they're adding ChatGPT to its vehicles. ChatGPT is going to be available to answer the driver's complex questions and have natural conversations. This feature is going to be available to 900,000 customers who have the Mercedes-Benz infotainment system.
Modelo is displaced Bud Light as the top-selling beer in the U.S. Since the beginning of April, there has been a boycott of Anheuser-Busch since the announced partnership with transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney. Shares of the company have declined about 15% since then.
And good news for UPS drivers. They're finally going to equip its trucks with air conditioning. The union representing the workers reached a tentative agreement onto this issue, putting in heat safety measures for employees. UPS said in a release that they're going to be putting AC units in all newly purchased small package delivery vehicles beginning January 1st. They also are going to provide, it's going to be provided in the hottest regions of the company in the country when possible.
And some pop culture notes before we hit our final break of the hour. The next host of Wheel of Fortune could already be known. TMZ reports that Ryan Seacrest is having discussions in the very early stages to take over for Pat Sajak when he steps down after this next season. Of course, Seacrest has hosted the American Idol. He's the original host there, also live with Kelly and Ryan, and he does the New Year's Eve with Ryan Seacrest as well. So he was one of the first names, and I think Gracie was the one who originally floated his name out there as a possible candidate. So go ahead, Gracie, take your victory lap.
Oh, yes, I'm grinning ear to ear. Well, kind of in sad news, the Oscar winning actress Glenda Jackson has died. Jackson was an icon of the 70s cinema, having Academy Awards for Best Actress in 1970, for Woman in Love, and in 1973, A Touch of Class, yeah. She also won two Emmys, a Tony, and a Golden Globe. Her latest film, a comedy with fellow legend Michael Caine, is currently in post-production.
And finally, Elvis Presley's granddaughter agreed to give Priscilla Presley $1 million in a trust settlement. Court documents obtained by People magazine say actress Riley Keough, the daughter of Lisa Marie, will give her grandmother over $1 million in a lump sum payment to become the sole trustee of her mother's estate, which includes Graceland. 550. We'll take a break, come back with a look at some wacky and weird stuff happening around the world, and finishing with some good news, including Disney, of course, celebrating their 100th anniversary this October. Pretty cool stuff that they're going to be releasing on Disney Plus here in the next month. Details on that coming up. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish and fresh Gulf seafood, as well as generous portions of their delicious southern sides. Backed by popular demand, every Thursday is Shrimp-tastic Thursday, featuring $5 off their popcorn shrimp dinner or all-you-can-eat popcorn shrimp dinner. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton and New Warrington Road in Pensacola. Welcome to David's, where southern and seafood meet.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
What is the Drip Parlor? Drip Parlor is an intravenous vitamin and hydration wellness facility that has taken traditional medical treatments and given them a modern twist. Find out how you could balance your body with fluids and electrolytes that can help your daily life. Tune in tomorrow at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel to find so much more about the Drip Parlor. That's tomorrow at 9:30 right here on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Enroll today in summer or fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free. PSC offers over 350 scholarships and more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that best works for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for summer or fall classes today online at pensacolastate.edu. Go here, get there, Pensacola State College.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on the Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. It's another fun gallery night in downtown Pensacola, Friday night from 5 till 9. The theme is Juneteenth. First City Arts Center is kicking off the season with a sizzling summer market at the FCAC campus. Saturday from 10 till 3. The perfect place to find a gift for your grad and dad and support local artists. See firstcityart.org for more. Submit your nonprofit event at newsradio923.com.
Text alerts are a great way to stay informed and connected. They're quick, easy, and convenient.
So what are you waiting for?
Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Radio 92.3 AM 1620, informative, local, dependable. Gonna get a quick look at traffic and weather together, just shy of 555. Our roads are looking great with I-10, I-110 not showing any delays, and 29 also looking good all the way from Pensacola to Cantonment and up to Century and Flemington. But we do have some severe weather making its way throughout all of our area. That is going to currently be going through Century, Atmore, Bay Minette, getting some heavy rain and making its way towards Crestview. We do have a severe weather warning in effect for Santa Rosa and Okaloosa County, and a severe weather watch in effect for Escambia County. We do have some scattered thunderstorms, some lighter rain through Pensacola right now. So if it's not raining where you are currently, it most likely will be in just a bit. again, severe weather warning in effect for this evening. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure you call the Best of the Bay winner, which is Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
So looking at some wacky stuff going on and things that'll just leave you scratching your head. The mob is out for three Jeopardy heathen contestants who did not know what the Lord's Prayer was, apparently. Here's what it sounded like.
Adjectives, 200. Matthew 6:9 says, "Our Father which art in heaven, this be thy name. Hallowed be thy name."
So at least I can take solace in the fact that if I would have been one of the three Jeopardy contestants last night, I would have won $200.
Yeah, that makes me feel good because most of the time with Jeopardy, I don't know any of the answers, yeah. But I could have gotten that one too. They couldn't even guess it. They just had to blink.
It's just straight face.
It's like the easiest prayer.
Well, two of them were actually in the negative, so it makes sense for them.
Yeah.
You know, the leader at the time was around like $1,600 or so. And then the other two was like minus 250 and minus 100 or whatever. So, if it wasn't a slam dunk for you, I kind of understand the fact that, you know, you're in the negative. You don't want to drop further down in the negative. But, I mean, it wasn't like it was like a $1,000 daily double. It was like $200 question.
Yeah.
But
No judgment here. From us Christians.
Oh, I'm judging. Even though I think there's a verse that says I shouldn't do that, but I can't remember it.
Well, a painful sounding story. Ugh. A kidney stone larger than a baseball has been removed from a patient in Sri Lanka. The doctor said that the stone was over 5 inches long and weighing nearly 2 pounds. Guinness World Records confirmed that the kidney stone is the largest and heaviest ever extracted through surgery.
Yeah, you can't pass that one. It took more than 3 weeks, but yesterday cops arrested a 42-year-old man accused of hitting at dangerous speeds, 140 miles an hour on his motorcycle after he allegedly decided not to stop for a state trooper. Troopers did not chase him, but a Department of Public Safety helicopter clocked him at 138 miles an hour before he turned around and sped onto the interstate.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Another weird one. This is about as close as you're going to get to being arrested for shooting someone in a dream. What happened was a 62-year-old man from Illinois, he dreamed about that someone was breaking into his house. So in real life, he grabbed his gun and shot at the intruder. The problem is he actually shot himself in the leg. To make matters worse, his gun license had been revoked. So he was arrested and charged when the police came.
That's not good. Plaxico Burress thing where you shoot yourself and you're the one that gets arrested there. But, got to keep up with your licenses. I wonder why it was revoked, though, but I couldn't find out why there. How about some good news to finish out our number two? A woman in Los Angeles went viral after she shared surveillance footage of a sweet stranger who closed her front door for her in the middle of the night. Then she posted a follow-up video.
I'm the dingleberry who left her door open at nighttime. And trust me, nobody thinks I am stupider than me.
Her viral video that she captioned with, "I love humans," the man can be seen closing the door, whispering, "I'm closing your door. You guys have a lovely night," before leaving. So good on him.
Yeah, for not being scary and doing
it the right way there. 5:59, we're going to take a break. Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up. We'll be back in about 12 minutes for a complete rundown of everything happening in Pensacola and outside of Pensacola. And still seeing some gray skies. Still, for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties, no severe weather warnings in effect. So we'll keep our eye on that. But so far, mainly in the north end of Escambia and Santa Rosa County, some heavy rains. Haven't gotten any reports of hail, though, so that's good news. Hopefully, it stays that way. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNR.